The Uinta Railway has cleared the final regulatory barrier as the U.S. Forest Service has issued a final decision to grant the right-of-way of the 12 miles of Ashley National Forest. The announcement came despite of major pushback from environmental groups. Senator Mike Lee has been a longtime proponent of the Uinta Rail Project and has been instrumental in helping this project over the finish line. Senator Lee has agreed to join us this afternoon to discuss this announcement. Senator Lee, welcome and thank you for all of your help on this project.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be with you, Steve, and it's a pleasure to be involved in this worthwhile project.
What does this announcement mean for the progression of the Uinta Railway? Are we still on target to begin construction in January of 2023?
Yeah, look, it's been a long serpentine path toward where we are now, but I think we're getting to a good place, a place where, as you suggest, the project can move forward. But it's sad that it's had to take this long. You know, we've got a president, and President Biden, who's got disastrous energy policies that have weakened our ability to produce and move and refine energy here in the United States. He halted all new federal oil and natural gas leases on day one of his presidency. And I'm still dumbfounded that he greenlit the Nord Stream pipeline to let Germany get environmentally destructive Russian oil, even while preventing us from getting clean oil through the Keystone XL pipeline. So after banning all these Russian energy imports, the Biden administration is now searching desperately to fulfill energy demand in the United States, and our government has, you know, kind of stifled domestic oil and gas production. Everyday Americans are footing the bill as a result. We should unleash American-made energy and not fight it like they're doing. But the very type of oil that we can that we have previously imported from Russia, with a chemical makeup needed in the refining process, is available right here in Utah in our own Uinta Basin. And the basin's, you know, largely untapped reserve for the energy that we need right now as a nation. So I think this is exactly what the doctor ordered, and I think we're on the verge of now of seeing the record of decision being issued. Very hopeful that they're going to follow through with the last step of the process and issue the record of decision to approve the project. And when this happens, it'll bring hundreds of good-paying jobs to the basin and it'll provide our country with desperately needed relief, both in terms of the opportunities consumers will have for it and the desperately needed relief specifically to families struggling to fill their tanks.
So there is still a record of decision. They made the announcement in part. This is what they said. In our view, the totality and reasonably foreseeable environmental effects were fully and clearly disclosed in the environmental review. Does this bring an end to the legitimate efforts to stop this project?
Yeah, so the document they issued last week doesn't itself bring those to an end, but I believe it signals the fact that the end is imminent. My reading of that document is that they have now responded to the criticisms and the concerns that had been raised by it, and that the next step on this, probably a step that will be taken within another week or two, will be that the record of decision will be signed and issued.
All right. The Biden administration has recently sold a large quantity of U.S. strategic oil reserves to China. Why is this a bad idea for America?
Well, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is there, as the name suggests, to give the United States a strategic backstop in, see, you know, national security can require us to have access to energy, and threats to our national security can also sometimes disrupt our supply chain, including with regard to petroleum. So you shouldn't unleash, if you're going to have a strategic petroleum reserve at all, and this makes me nervous about the fact that we even have one, because it's not being used appropriately. Whereas using it as here to try to make it look like he's doing things to ease market conditions for consumers, but we now see this oil going to China, makes me question the utility of even having a strategic petroleum reserve. But of all things, why would we sell that to China? It makes no sense.
President Biden is traveling to Saudi Arabia this week in part to encourage them to abandon its oil production alliance with Russia and increase production for the United States. Do you think he'll be successful And how does our dependence on foreign energy weaken the United States?
Yeah, look, I think he will wildly succeed in signaling to Saudi Arabia the fact that the United States of America has now rendered itself beholden to Saudi Arabia. So if that's what he's trying to succeed in doing, I think he will be successful in that. And I think all Americans should be outraged by the fact that President Biden regards this as a badge of honor, even though it's a badge of shame.
The reduction in domestic energy, how has that affected inflation that Americans, mostly it's the lower income and the middle class that are being largely affected by this. Are people connecting the dots between domestic energy production and inflation, or is it all Russia's fault? Are they buying that claim?
Well, they're connecting the dots. They're connecting the dots abundantly, Stephen. They're connecting it two ways. First of all, they feel it. They see it at the pump. They feel it and see it directly when they refuel their car or their truck or their minivan or their tractor or whatever it is. But they're also not dumb in that they can connect the dots in the ways that this indirectly affects everything else they buy. Everything we buy as consumers, whether it's groceries, whether it's manufactured goods, whether it's inputs that people need for a manufacturing process in their business or otherwise, they see that everything has to be transported. Transportation requires fuel, and when fuel is priced higher because production has been cut, because President Biden has placed moratoria on oil and gas leasing and otherwise interfered with the process of domestic energy production in pursuit of his far less environmental goals that benefit no one other than a handful of elites who get rich off of it. Yeah, the people add all that up. The people keep score. The people know that they're being made poorer. Especially poor middle-class Americans, and in particular, poor middle-class Utahns. Most of us are made poor by this, and we know it's Joe Biden's fault.
Senator Lee, after the midterm elections, presuming the Republicans take control of both the House and the Senate, what can Congress do to ramp up domestic energy production and reduce inflation? And is there an appetite for that among your Republican colleagues?
I think we will see efforts to enact legislation that will restrict presidential power in this area. Presidents shouldn't have the power to just do a big favor to foreign oil producers by restricting domestic energy production. A president acting unilaterally should never have the ability to say, we're just not going to do any more oil and gas leasing for a while. That's ridiculous. These lands are public, meaning they belong to the American people. Especially in a state like ours, where most of the land is federal public land, it's dangerous to allow one person, the President of the United States, as if he were an emperor, to exercise unreviewable authority to stall out domestic energy production. Look, don't get me wrong. This is really good if you're a Saudi oil sheik. This is really good if you're a Russian oligarch. This is really good if you're a foreign energy producer. But it's really bad for the American people.
Do you see a comeback anytime soon for domestic oil production?
I do see a comeback because things like this tend to balance out. They tend to balance out politically, and they tend to balance out economically, and the one can affect the other in some ways. But there is a lag time that's unfortunate, and it's a lag time that is sadly going to be saddling Utahns and Americans across the country with unaffordable energy. For some time. These are the costs of electing a really bad president. So if any of your listeners out there supported Joe Biden, or if any of your listeners out there know someone who supported Joe Biden, I would encourage them to reconsider their support.
Lastly, this is a subject that's happening in coffee shops and around water coolers all throughout the great state of Utah. Why are the prices of gasoline in Utah consistently above the national average, Senator Lee?
Yeah, so the cost of gasoline is a fairly complicated beast, in part because of the regulatory and transportation inputs connected to it. Every state, or at least different regions of the country, have different requirements in order to comply with their environmental standards specific to each locale, each geographic region. They may have different blends of gasoline with different chemical properties. And so that by itself somewhat limits the market and makes it harder for there to be a single fungible commodity of a gallon of gas. In other words, a gallon of gas sold in Utah is likely to have a slightly different chemical composition than that sold in Portland or Seattle or New York City. And so when you couple that with the fact that there are only a limited number of refineries, that further complicates matters. You add to that the fact that we are in the Rocky Mountains, the transportation of refined petroleum can be difficult to achieve. That also increases the price. Finally, when you add to that the fact that we're growing quickly, we're growing faster than our ability to produce and refine petroleum, that's going to lead to higher prices. And so it's not terribly surprising that gasoline can be more expensive in Utah than it is in many other parts of the country.
All right, Senator Lee, thank you for taking time to reach out to the citizens of the Uinta Basin with this great news about the Uinta Railway clearing a final regulatory barrier with the U.S. Forest Service. We'll look forward to that that decision, a final decision, to be made permanent in the near future. Senator Lee, thank you for joining us here on News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. All right, Senator Lee,
thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you for reaching out
to
us. Bye now.
Hey, thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.